We are up to Simin Shin Samach Aleph, and that's what we'll be doing today. Gan Kasamach Rishus HaRabim. You have a roof next to the Rishus HaRabim. Betoch Yutfachim. It is within 10 of the Rishus HaRabim. Ulamala Me'asara L'Chatzar. And it is more than 10 to the Chatzar, which means the Rishus HaRabim is elevated and the Chatzar is lower. This is like when you're building on a slope. So the ground level is higher than the bottom of the house level, and you have a roof that is more than 10 tefachim from the chatzar, but not more than 10 tefachim from the Rishus HaRabim. So now, in terms of the roof, if you look at it from the chatzar side, this is a Rishus HaYachid. It's 10 tefachim high. However, it's very close to the Rishus HaRabim, and it's not 10 tefachim high there, and the people of the Rishus HaRabim may use it. So the halachi is ho'ovah rabim mishtamshim bo, since the rabim will use it, harezek rishus harabim. Chazal gave it the din of the rishus harabim, va'osu labalagag lishtamish bo mechatzero at sheyasalo sulam kavua mechatzero. He cannot use it from his chatzar. It's not mamish a karmelis or a rishus harabim, but they said he could not use it from his chatzar unless he incorporated in his chatzar by putting a ladder there. Ezel sulam kavua shekavu shem bein lechol bein leShabbos, a ladder that sits there Shabbos and during the week. Whereas, what if you have the ladder there? There, Chazal said, well, listen, it is a Rishus HaYachid after all, so they gave it the dinim of a Rishus HaYachid and they allowed you to carry it into the chatzar. Otherwise, they wouldn't. The Mishnah Brura. Mishnah Berurah says that the roof itself is usable, it's not a karmelis, and the truth is that it's a machlokas rishonim, but the Mishnah Berurah paskins that way, or the Shulchan Aruch is paskining that way. Siv Beis, chotzer shenifritza b'meloa o b'yoser miyud l'rishus harabim. A chotzer, the entire wall fell over, the wall separating between it and the rishus harabim. It's either a hole of ten amis, or the entire wall just came down. The halachi is, so like this, The chatzar itself is not going to become a rishus harabim. It's now going to become a karmelis. So on that, the mechaber is telling us, mokom amechitza nidon ketzidei rishus harabim shu karmelis. Not only is the chatzar considered a karmelis, but the place that the wall used to stand in is also a karmelis. Shehu achatzar. It has the same halach as the chatzar, which now that it lost its wall becomes a karmelis. What din does this get? It gets the din of Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, which is a karmelis. V'chein, aya, v'im nifratz b'keren zavis. What happens if this happened in a corner? That means you got a right angle. It knocked off what fell over the edges of two walls that meet. Afilu b'pachas miyud aser. Even less than yud is aser. What's the reason? We learned the halacha that a pirtza of less than asara of eser ames, a pirtza that is less than 10 amis is considered a Pesach. It is abnormal for a person to make a Pesach in a corner in a way that it took away from two walls. Therefore, even though it's less than 10 amis, we say that a pirtza in the corner is not considered a Pesach, it's considered a pirtza. V'chein, similarly, yeah, by the way, this rule of that people don't make in the Keren Zavis, that's only if you didn't make a tikkun. If you actually made a tzuras ha-pesach there, or you put up a doorpost, that's good enough. Now, what's the shear? The tiniest hole also has that halacha, so the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Prima Gadim that you have an amma. However, he does bring a Rashba, who holds that if it's gimel tfachim, you have to put a lechi on either side, and if it's dalet tfachim, that even that's not going to help. But the Prima Gadim seems to say it's an amma. V'chein, bayish shenifratz pekeren zavis, a house where a corner of it just fell over. Afilu b'pachas miyud, v'nifratz gam hakirui, at shenisher ba'alachson, the entire corner of the house fell off, including the corner of the roof. The halacha is aser. The halacha there is that it is aser. But, avol pirta shenim bekeren zavis, aminim b'pitik or yord v'sosim. This is an area that has a ceiling, has a roof. The halachi is that if it's not in a keren zavis, but the middle of it fell over, we say it's as if the roof comes down and seals it. But in the corner, where the roof was cut on a slant also, the roof cannot seal it. Afilu b'yoser mi'eser, the halachi is pitikra works even more than tenamis. V'ush lo ye pitikra meshukba deleka peh. It shouldn't be the pair of a slanted roof, because there's no pair to be yored v'sosin. So the halacha of pitikra was only set in a flat roof, not in a slanted roof. Hagavi yesh omim de be'inon gamkein barocha v'akiri dalat tfachim. That's only if the roof is at least 4 tfachim wide. Says now, the machaber seems not to hold that way, and the truth is it's a machlokus rishonim, and the machaber holds that it does not have to be 4 tfachim wide. V'amrinam pitikra yord v'sosim afilo be'bez mechitzis, im yesh kan be'z mechitzis shleimis dvuka zu bezu. As long as where it meets, it's not a problem. We can even say it in two walls, we'll say pitikra, on two sides. Avozu keneged zulo, but not if they're parallel to each other. Now this too is a machlokus rishonim, and that's the way the Rambam comes out la halacha.